from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pennsylvania is clearly an epicenter for the campaign for the race for the White House. And again, today we find out at 10 o'clock at the VFW in Laurelboro, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the running mate of Donald Trump, will be appearing.
This is his first visit since being named the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans. The remarks he's making this morning at 10 a.m. at VFW Post 92 are going to be at an invitation-only event. The public is not invited to this one.
And that's not the only visit. We also know that Donald Trump will speak Saturday in Wilkes-Barre. Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will kick off their bus tour here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. And then that will take off. So this tells you how important Pennsylvania and southwestern Pennsylvania are to both sets of candidates. And as the Democrats get ready to gather next week in Chicago for their convention, which will last 4 days, the official Thursday night speech will be Kamala Harris accepting the nomination. And then after that, I guess it's game on at another level. Today, by the way, Harris is at the White House.
And as we did during the Republican National Convention, we'll provide daily coverage and live coverage of the nominee's speech on Thursday.
Indeed, we will. What else are people talking about? It's a lot of change all of a sudden here. Ed Gainey, Pittsburgh mayor's spokesperson, Maria Montoya, is she resigned, fired?
We don't know.
We don't know exactly what's behind this.
But we do know that Montaño is among several people who worked either in the mayor's office or are working in the mayor's office and or city council staffers who've signed a petition. They want a ballot measure coming up in November that would ask the city of Pittsburgh to cut all ties with any company that's located in or does any business with Israel. And that's being challenged already in court. On Monday, a judge is going to hear the challenge coming from the Jewish Federation on that matter. Now, did the communication director's departure from the mayor's office have anything to do with this? I don't know.
One of those would be UPMC. And so
Montaño used to be the PR person for SEIU, the healthcare union.
And this has been a source of great controversy in the city of Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato has nominated a new county manager who is familiar with the region. And so we'll see a changeover in some of the people representing the county and the city here in the next few days or weeks. They haven't rolled out exactly what the timeline is, but we'll keep you posted. And then yesterday, most likely people are talking about the Steelers.
Man, bittersweet, man. Our last day here in Latrobe, man. This is just always a great place for us. We're just really so appreciative of the relationships that we have up here, the long-standing relationships. Can't say enough about the people up here that have made this a great stay for us.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin addressing the media after their final practice at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. They will take on the Buffalo Bills Saturday at Acrisure. Preseason game number 2 kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and it looks like, although it's not officially confirmed, that quarterback Russell Wilson has, according to Mike Tomlin, the pole position to start at quarterback for the season, but he may see some action on Saturday.
I see that he had a lengthy interview, Jeff Hathorn did, with Wilson yesterday, about a 9-minute interview.
Yeah, which is a great sit-down opportunity, and I'll tell you what, our own Jeff Hathorn works as hard as anybody in the business. He does a tremendous job covering all these things.
There's a lot of work involved at Steelers training camp. First, you got to get out there and back, and that's going on for how many weeks, right?
Well, he had
and the hours are different. You know, you can have a whole day out there and then a night on top of it.
Almost 3 weeks of... You know, I think there were officially 16 practices in that three-week period. And, of course, one preseason game already in the books. So we should see a little more representation on Saturday night from a team standpoint about who's going to be on the field. And then that third preseason game a lot of times is a blow-off game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody plays.
Yeah, the threes and fours usually get the action
right
in the last one, don't they?
And then... They start the season actually on the road and don't come back to Acrisure for a regular season game until late in September, believe it or not, which is unusual that they would be gone that long and not have a home game. And the schedule is, so we have the Bills Saturday night at 7. They're away for the Lions the following Saturday on the road. And then the season begins in Atlanta September 8th. It's interesting that the NFL avoids Labor Day weekend. You know, it's like they give it up to college football, and it's like, you know, we'll start after that.
Well, they've basically taken over the other holidays.
Right.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are taken now.
They gave Labor Day to college football.
I mean, Christmas used to be the NBA's day, but not anymore.
And they're not home until Sunday, September 22nd, when the Chargers come to the North Shore. And one other footnote.
Yeah.
10 straight losses for the Pirates. They will not lose today or tonight.
Paul Skeens will be pitching tomorrow night for the Bucks when they play the Mariners in Seattle.
No, they're here.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
They're at PNC.
I misread the schedule. What I've got here from the people at the AP says that they're going to be at Seattle. So thanks for that.
No, they have a very short...
This is not the first time the Associated Press has given me the wrong information when I'm in a hurry to get things done. They really are. They really are quite unreliable when it comes to sports. It's true.
Well, they just have a three-game set with Seattle.
Yeah. I remember thinking to myself, is that really a road game?
And then they go on the road for three to the World Series champion Texas Rangers. It doesn't get any easier.
No.
Then they're back for a two-series stretch with Cincinnati and Chicago. So here we go. Boss is back. PPG Paints tonight and Sunday. September 6th last year, Bruce Springsteen fans got the word that he had a peptic ulcer and would have to reschedule shows. So in some cases, the tickets for that went on almost a year before. So people have been waiting 2 years, and it's been 8 since Bruce has performed in Pittsburgh.
And you're going, and you're fired up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't do a lot of concerts. Obviously, this morning, wake up at 3 a.m. prohibits me from doing work night concerts, and then the weekends pretty busy, especially in the fall. So yeah, I don't get to do too many shows. And I'm also going to participate tomorrow in It's About the Warrior Foundation's annual golf event. So
you're going to have to golf?
I'm going to be forced to golf.
You poor show. So you got to go to the Springsteen concert and you have to golf.
It's, you know, whatever you do what you have to do.
The life of Larry Richard, ladies and gentlemen.
But Bruce fans will be happy because they have, normally they don't schedule two shows, but they have tonight and then Sunday night. So people who had tickets to the previous show, then they opened up more tickets. So they got two big shows for the boss. And speaking of shows, there's another band that a lot of people are going to be excited to see. The Doobie Brothers.
One of the best concerts I ever saw was the Doobie Brothers in Memphis on Mud Island. That is a concert venue in the middle of the Mississippi River.
Really?
It's really got a great sound out there.
Well, ours is Star Lake. And if you've been to the pavilion at Star Lake, you know the drill. The Doobies are going to be here this month on the 20th, so next week. And we have a pair of tickets for you right now. If you'd like to go see that show, we got you. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's go with 11.
Caller number 11, 412-922-1020. We'll send you to the Doobie Brothers at the pavilion at Star Lake. And we've got this new way that you can message us. Think of it as a high-tech voicemail opportunity. So if you have downloaded our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, you will see a little microphone on the KDK page. You just tap that and talk, and you leave us a message, and it goes straight into an audio folder that we have, and then we can replay how you want to react or what you want to say.
Oh, so if you're listening to, let's say that you're listening to Larry talk about whatever it happens to be that morning, that you have a strong feeling or you have some more information, you could leave a message for us using the app.
Yes.
And we might even play it back on the air?
We will play some of your answers back, and we'll prompt you with a question and try to get people to react. And we realize there's a little
bit... we'll give them the heads up. Here, let's talk about this.
Correct.
Okay.
But they can also, just if you wanted to say, hey, I've seen Bruce Springsteen, I love Springsteen, here's why, or whatever the question might be for the day.
Yeah, like what's your best Springsteen concert memory would be a good one, right?
So you could go to the Odyssey app again. That's free, AUDACY. Download that, and then look for KDKA, and you'll see a microphone there. It's really easy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We all tried it and got it the first time, just to give you an idea of how easy it is. And then we'll set it up where we can replay the callers in the show a little later in the morning. So check that out. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We are scheduled to talk to VFW manager Lee Johnson. He said it was going to be hectic this morning, so Aaron, our producer, still trying to reach out to him. And you may say, why lower Burrell for J.D. Vance, the freshman United States Senator from Ohio, for a 10 o'clock visit, a invitation-only visit to that post? And so hopefully we'll be able to reach him. We know he's busy, but we appreciate him agreeing to be on with us, kind of talk us through what the lineup is today. And one of the things that we're looking into is the fact that this VFW post was chosen for a specific reason.
I think it is for that specific reason. I don't know. But David Dutch was one of the two men who was critically wounded at the Trump rally back on the 13th of July, Larry. And I have learned in my reading of different stories about him that he is a lifetime member of Post 92, and that may very well be the reason why that they made that choice.
That certainly makes sense, and we know that he is also a veteran, and J.D. Vance, a veteran of the Marine Corps. So we're going to still attempt to reach out to Lee Johnson. And in the meantime, what are the candidates doing today? CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Trump's advisors and other Republicans have been urging him, both in private and very publicly, not to focus on the personal insults, but to go after Harris's record, especially with new polls showing that he has a leg up with voters on the economy. Meanwhile, that is a big focus for the VP over the next couple of days.
This week, the economy is taking center stage in the presidential race. Today, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will focus on prescription drug costs in their first appearance together since Biden ended his re-election bid. Former President Trump, back from a rally in Battleground, North Carolina, is set to hold a news conference today at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. During his speech Wednesday, Trump's focus split between attacks on Harris and his economic agenda.
There will be no tax on Social Security. We're going to stop it. I'm going to keep the Affordable Care Act unless we can do something much better. We'll keep it. It stinks.
That second promise, a reversal from Trump's time as president, when he vowed to repeal and replace the Obama-era health care law. Harris heads to North Carolina tomorrow to lay out her own economic agenda, including a plan to combat price gouging. It comes as a recent CBS News poll shows that more Americans say they'll be financially better off if Trump wins the election. Harris supporters in the Tar Heel state say they hope she'll set herself apart from Trump and Biden.
Kamala Harris is, yeah, a fresh face and more of a blank slate, and she has time to put her spin on different policies.
The vice presidential candidates are also on the campaign trail this week. Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, campaigned in Battleground, Michigan yesterday, while Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, is fundraising in the Northeast.
Yesterday, Governor Walz accepted CBS News' invitation for a vice presidential debate on October 1st. Senator Vance hasn't confirmed it, but during an interview last night, he said that he will talk to CBS and strongly suspects that he'll be there.
CBS's Jared Hill. So J.D. Vance and former governor, well, he's still the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, will debate on October 1st. Potentially, that'll be the date for them. It is set, though, for September 10th that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate. There's a possibility of two additional debates, but that one is locked in. And so we anticipate a high interest level just to see, and we saw what happened in the last debate, that really changed the tide for Joe Biden. And if you wonder why these debates are important, sometimes maybe not, but in this case, clearly that was the impetus for him to step down, which happened several weeks later.
Yeah, he was pressured to step aside by party leaders, including Nancy Pelosi and I guess Chuck Schumer.
He did a sit-down.
Hakeem Jeffries over in the House.
With Robert Costa of CBS that aired just this Sunday morning. And that was the first and really the only interview he's done since. with a journalist. So, and he said that he felt it would be close, but he took his party leader's advice and stepped aside.
The debate flipped everything. The whole narrative is different today than it was just a few weeks ago. I can't believe that it's changed this much. And I wonder, Larry, first we had the unlikely event of a shooting at the rally in Butler, and then we had the debate, and that was a debacle. And then we had the candidate for the Democratic Party stepping aside. And then we had the upheaval over who was going to replace him.
Right.
He recommends Harris, who was not voted for in any of the primaries that the Democratic voters went and participated in. And so, but she's going to be the nominee, and the convention will not be about selecting a person. It'll be about confirming her choice. And then after all of that, what's next? What could possibly happen next? I mean, are we done with this now, or is there more to come?
Well, the Democratic National Convention will commence next week from Chicago.
And it starts on Monday.
Right. And it mirrors, you know, what they do in the Republican National Convention, 4 days, with that Thursday night being the speech of the candidate, in this case, Harris. And also, Walz will have a chance to speak. And my guess is one of the keynotes will be our governor, Josh Shapiro, who's been very vocal.
Oh, I would imagine he's going to be a Thursday night speaker, I would imagine.
I would imagine. Yeah. So we'll see what the Democratic National Committee has prepared for you. It was quite a show for the Republican National Convention. And this morning at 10 o'clock at the VFW in Lower Burl, we'll hear what J.D. Vance has to say, and we'll be covering that story here on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up next, what about Hurricane Ernesto? And what about our weekend? We're going to check in with Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist at AccuWeather, next. Talk about the weekend. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So we got Pirates 3-game set tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and also on Saturday night, the Steelers host the Buffalo Bills. So a lot of outdoor activity. What are we looking at?
Well, I kind of think that tomorrow evening there's a risk of thunderstorms, so that could cause some interruptions for the first of the 3-game set. Saturday, 1:05 start at the stadium, and I kind of think that there's going to be a shower or thunderstorm bubbling up in the afternoon, so that game could be in jeopardy. And for the Steelers contest Saturday night, and my biggest concern, if there's thunderstorms around, you know, do they have to halt the halt the game? Mm-hmm.
They do, and they did last year, and it was a long wait. I was a witness. I had to tell people to seek shelter.
Yeah, and I think that that's a risk that has to be considered or factored into your plans for these contests. Sunday, I think even in the afternoon, there's a risk for some pop-up showers across the area. The air mass just remains very unstable. So it's not a good weekend for outdoor activities, really starting Friday afternoon, although I think things will be fairly spotty at that point in time. But really from Friday afternoon all the way through Sunday, if not into Monday, our weather's going to be wet across the area.
Sun's coming back on Tuesday then.
Yes, it does. And okay. It's going to be very comfortable middle of next week. We're talking highs in the 70s. I mean, it's going to be almost like a little early hint of fall again, although as we approach the Labor Day weekend, I do think it gets warmer. I don't know that I would call it hot, but, you know, certainly going to be warm as we head toward the Labor Day weekend. You know, well, a lot of people want to get out and enjoy, you know, the last vestiges of the summer season before, you know, we all get back to the regular grind going after Labor Day weekend.
And what's the status of Hurricane Ernesto?
Category 1 storm, the last that I looked at it, and it's moving generally north. It's going to be what we would consider a fish storm, at least in terms of the U.S. interest. It stays east of the east coast of the United States. It may graze Nova Scotia or maybe even make a direct landfall there. Biggest thing is the east coast beaches, you're going to see large swells being generated really from Florida, but especially Hatteras on north to New England beaches throughout the weekend and into Monday before it goes away.
Surf's up. All right, Joseph, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's world headquarters. So there you got it. First on KDKA. Back to school. Oh, yeah. Next week for a lot of schools, and you can help us help the kids. The Pittsburgh Public School District, along with 93.7 The Fan and WAMO 107.3. We are stuffing the backpacks. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS. Backpack Drive presented by Frank Walker Law. Visit our homepage link at kdkradio.com and check it out and see if you can help, whether it's, you know, something simple for one child or if you can organize a group to help us help as many kids as we can. Also brought to you by MediConnect. Go to kdkradio.com. And coming up in our next hour, speaking of the kids, some back-to-school really important information to share right after the news at the top of this hour. And also, coming a little later, I invited Rachel Rennebeck and John Chamberlain from Ya Jagoffs.
Oh, that's right.
They've
got a fun new program on the weekend here.
They do. They are on the team with us, and they have done an amazing job with their podcast. It's won awards for their efforts, and it'll be great to reunite with Rachel and John from Ya Jagoffs podcast, and now on KDK Friday nights. And of course, we're going to have our Friday night lights starting up. We got a lot going on here on the Big K. Boy, that's already next Friday, by the way.
TikTok.
We have our kickoff classic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.